tuned in to the financial motivator himself, Ash Cash, Mr. Mind Right Money Right.
Hey, hey, happy Motivational Monday. Today on the Ash Cash Show, we talk year-to-date stocks. Trump claims that 99% of COVID cases are harmless. Extensions of the PPP loan. And we spent a lot of time talking about death and the power of the mind. Tap in, tune in. Ash Cash Show.
I ain't talking about rich. I'm talking about wealth.
Money ain't a thing. Money ain't a thing.
Money in the bank. Money in the bank.
We can talk, but money talk. So talk
money. Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. 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 Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show.
All right, so welcome to the Ash Cash Show every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend to tell a friend. I appreciate y'all for always tuning in. Style Lewis says, blessings. Did you pick your 100 people for Mailbox Money Academy? I'm down. Yeah, I got and this feels good though. I got a lot of requests. So people have applied. And so I want to make sure that, and that's, I was honestly going to rush and send out the next step to everybody. But I said, you know what, I don't want to waste anybody's time. And so I definitely want to make sure that I'm picking the right people to join this program. So you will definitely, we're narrowing it down. You will definitely get an email today telling you next steps. Go to Mind or go to mailboxmoneyacademy.com if you are looking to be part of the program, which is going to help people create six figures in 6 months. The one thing I will say is that I want you to have a product or service ready or be close to creating a product or service. If you don't know what your product or service is yet and you're trying to figure that piece out of it, then this might not be the right program for you, because I want to get quick results, meaning that, like, I want you to either be in business already and like, yo, I can't figure this out. You know, I got this product or service and I don't know how to do it. Or, yo, I'm about to launch this product or service, but I want to make sure I make money, you know, fast. Not like, oh, I want to make money, but I just don't know how to make money yet. There are ways you can do that without a product or service, which is like affiliate marketing, which is actually a great way to make money, a lot of money, without having to worry about a product or services. And maybe I'll do a class on that individually. But for Mailbox Money Academy, this is like specifically for those who have, products or services already. And so just keep that in mind when you're applying, when you're kind of going through the process, is that, like, you know, I have other programs, individual programs, one-off programs. You know, my Mind Right Money Academy is more so, you know, basic personal finance, but then also gives you entrepreneurship stuff as well. So I got planners that teach you how to monetize your information. So yeah, I say all that to say, Mailbox Money Academy is literally for people who are ready to run. I'm specifically only picking 100 people for this program because of that. I want this to be close-knit, and I want us to be able to – I want 100 people to be like, yo, we did six figures in 6 months. You know what I'm saying? I need a certain – I'm being picky for a reason. It's like – honestly, it's like Harvard almost, right? It's like Harvard just don't – you know, just doesn't accept everybody who applies for Harvard or all these Ivy League schools. And the reason for that is because it's not just about, you know, taking your money and being like, oh, okay, you know, this person, you know, went to this school. It's more so that, okay, this person's in this school, but this person's going to become an alumni. This person, I know this person's going to graduate. I want my graduation rates to be high. You know what I'm saying? So that's you know, part of that reason why you got to be serious. You got to have the right mindset. You have to really believe. You know, you got to be willing to just try things that have been proven to work too, right? Because I promise you, everything that we're doing in Mailbox Money Academy, I'm not testing anything, right? This is not like a theory that we came up with. Like literally everything that is every way that you can make money on the internet, Tony Robbins was making money doing this 30 years ago using infomercials. Like, there's no difference. There's actually no difference. The game is the same. And that's what I'm realizing. Like, the game doesn't change. It's just the mode, right? The players are different. So when you have, you know, one decade, you had infomercials, right, at late night. Now you got IGTV late night. Now you got influencers. Like, it's the same. It doesn't change. And that's what I had to realize. Like, I literally was like, yo, when I was a banker and I was, like, making money as a banker and getting customers and the things, the methods, that's the same. It's just, you know, just different modes. And so we're going through all of that. I'm talking about tried and true. Like, these are, you know, people have made billions of dollars using these methods. And so, you know, Mailbox Money is going to be that. So go to mailboxmoneyacademy.com to apply. If you've applied already, you'll definitely get a email shortly. But welcome to the Ash Cash Show every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please go to the Ash Cash Show. Go to the ashcashshow.com to subscribe to our podcast. Please go to ashcashtv.com to subscribe to our channel. We still need 1,000 subscribers, so please tell a friend to tell a friend. We're definitely gonna reach 1,000 subscribers. I just want to do it organically first. Then we'll do it the other way. So I want y'all to be the first, you know, the first 1,000 to be, you know, organic. All right, cool. I just want to make sure that we were rocking on Facebook. But all right, so cool. And so if this is your first time joining us, welcome. If you are back, then welcome back. I appreciate you. You could be anywhere on the planet Earth, but you are here with us, and we appreciate that. If you don't know the format of the show, we have three segments. Segment number one is our daily word, daily inspiration. Segment number two is our financial news. And then segment number three is Ask Ash Cash, where we open it up for any questions that you guys may have. If you have any questions, you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, Periscope, please put your comments in the comment box or your questions in the comment box. If you're watching on IG, please put your questions in the question box. Salute to John Wick. Salute. God Jazz Rainey. Good morning on Facebook. I appreciate y'all kings for joining. Let's jump into the first the daily word of the day, which I want to dedicate to. I want you to start this week off right, divinely. And so I posted this on my IG and my Facebook earlier, and it says, "Repeat after me: the universe protects me." Say it after me: the universe protects me. My spirit guides protect me. My ancestors protect me. The earth protects me. My higher self protects me. I am divinely protected. I wanted us to start this week off right, because I mean, we should be starting our days every day with our higher power in mind. But I wanted to start this off so that we understand that regardless of what things may seem, you are always divinely protected. And it was good to see the minister Louis Farrakhan this weekend. So if you missed it, please go to Revolt and watch his address. So Louis Farrakhan, the Honorable Louis Farrakhan, had an address about coronavirus, about the unrest, about everything that's happening. And there was a lot of messages in there, But I think the main reminder for me was that you are divinely protected always, right? And it's weird because I get a lot of DMs, I get a lot of emails, I get a lot of people who share posts with me about, you know, like the cabal and, you know, Illuminati and these secret societies and all these, you know, this, you know, Bill Gates and Melinda and these devils and these people that are satanic and doing this thing and all this stuff. And, you know, people give a lot of power and energy to that, right? And, I mean, if whatever you believe in, if you believe in a higher power and you believe that you get what you give power to, then I would hope that our collective energy is not focusing on evil, right? I would hope that our collective energy is not focusing on or giving power to all of these things that may seem like they exist, right? Course of Miracles. Nothing real can be threatened. Nothing unreal exists. And so I haven't had any runnings with, you know, with billionaires and the Illuminati and all these things that they say run the world. I haven't had a run-in with that. And so for me, that's not real, right? And, you know, are there sick people out there? Absolutely. Are there billionaires that are going to take over the world? Like, it's so funny how we've gotten, and I think that's part of the trick, though, too, to be honest, right? I find it funny how if we have the same access, right? If a billionaire, one billionaire, has the same access to God, the universe, like they don't have nothing that they don't have nothing that we don't have, right? So somebody who has nothing, let's say a homeless person, right? Homeless person, billionaire. The only thing that differentiates the homeless person from the billionaire is their thought process, is how they think. That's it. It's not the money. I promise you it's not the money. Because there are people who've had money who didn't have the right mindset and lost the money, right? And there's people who didn't have no money but had the right mindset and gained a lot of money. So it isn't the money, right? So the difference between a homeless person who has nothing, monetarily nothing, and a billionaire is the mindset, right? And so if there is this mindset that separates the two, how is it that there are more people, right? There are more people on this earth than they are billionaires, but billionaires still become billionaires. Why is that? Because it's the mindset. Because the billionaire believes that they could be a billionaire, and the majority of people believe they can't. And so because of that, that is their power, right? And I don't think, personally, I don't think that it is a coincidence that the billionaires own what? They own the politicians, they own media, they own all the entertainment companies, they own all that shit. Why? Because guess what it does? It controls your mind, right? If you turn on the news and you watch the news on any state, you could be in Atlanta, you could be in Charlotte, you could be in Chicago, you could be in New York, you could be in Jersey, you could be in Delaware, you could be whoever. If you watch the news, right? If you watch the news, I promise you that it is like programming. They call it TV programming for a reason. That you will see the same message, the same hype, the same everything happening all over, right? If you watch entertainment and sports and all this stuff, right? These are controlled by the same billionaires, right? And so why do I say that? It's like, it baffles me. It doesn't baffle me because I know why, right? But, you know, just from a logical standpoint, is we people give so much power to the few billionaires and not power to a higher power. Like, we like, if you serve God, if you serve the universe, if you serve Buddha, Allah, Jesus Christ, whatever your denomination, your faith is, there's one God. And if you believe in your God power, then nothing that's happening right now should alarm you. Nothing. Because whatever happens is God's will. Whatever happens is God's will. Right? And so I want you to, this is my word for the day. I want you to understand this. The universe protects you. Your spirit guides protect you. Your ancestors protect you. The earth protects you. Your higher self protects you because you are divinely protected. Right? Imagine this. If you did nothing, and this is an analogy so you can understand this. If you did nothing, the earth will still be okay. Like, you don't have to do anything for the earth to thrive. The earth, God is in charge of that, right? So if you did nothing, in fact, it is the doing of something that's damaging it, right? When you think about pollution, when you think about climate change and all that stuff, that's because people are doing, you know what I'm saying? But if you did nothing, right? If you did nothing, everything will be taken care of. Women get pregnant. They do nothing. I mean, you know, you got to eat right and all that stuff. But the fact of the matter, that baby is being produced in that womb with without your help. You're not, like, guiding it. You know what I mean? Like, so if you just let nature do its thing, it'll work out. And so, you know, just understand that. Understand that you are divinely protected. Coronavirus is not here by accident, right? Everything is God's will. Everything, even the so-called evil. I don't believe in that. I don't believe in good and evil. I believe that everything goes in the direction of where people put the energy. And so if we keep giving energy to the things that are not divine, then that's what we're going to keep seeing. If we somehow believe that one man in power, like, not, and it's not even real power, is what I'm saying. If we believe that one man in power is gonna, you know, destruct the whole world, then you're not tapped in. You are not tapped in. You are not tuned in to your higher self, because only your lower self, your lower mind, would be afraid of what a person, you know, could do and the power that they supposedly had. Like, put me in a room with anybody, right? As long as my mind is clear, then we have the same access to everything. You ain't gotta, nobody though, is what I'm saying, don't have a one up on me. As long as my mind is clear though, that's why, you know, clarity of mind is very important, you know? So I'll leave it there. All right. Let's talk about, there's a quote in Nicaran Buddhism. There is a quote, "I am alone. I alone write the script for the drama of my life." Big facts. "I am working on my life insurance." Big facts. Dope. Salute. Life insurance license. Dope. Let me know what state you're in too, or what company you with. You could DM me that. Everything is always a team effort. Big facts. My guy M3 in the building. Salute to the OG, the young OG. You know, and that's the thing. So before I'll jump back on that because my guy said something poignant, right? Everything is always a team effort, and that's the thing. If our collective consciousness goes in the same direction, then that's what's gonna happen. And to that point, I also hope that we don't go back to sleep. Right, you see what's happening. You see, why are people in a rush to open up the country? Why are people in a rush to get back to sports? Like, all of these things that are distractions. I was watching Gladiator the other day, and you know, think about what happened in Gladiator, right? You know, the king at the time, I think it was Caesar, his name was, the king wanted to have these major fights, right, to distract the poor people from knowing that they poor. You know what I'm saying? And so if you distract the majority of the people, then they don't have to face their real life. And if they don't face their real life, they can't create with their mind real solutions, you know? And so, you know, I get it. We want to celebrate, but I mean, I can just talk for myself, but you know what I'm saying? You can't celebrate during a war. You celebrate when the war is over. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't celebrate when your demands haven't been met. You can't do that. You know what I'm saying? It's like you ever saw the video of the person running track, and it's like these two runners, and while they running, they didn't hit the finish line yet, but they celebrating, they got their hands up, and the lady in the back, she said, "Yo, I'm not celebrating until it's over," and she actually winds up winning. And so I'm like, "Yo," because sometimes I think I'm bugging. And this is, I'm sorry, y'all, for going a little bit over. But sometimes I think I'm bugging. Sometimes I question. I'll be like, yo, are you taking this thing too serious? Or are people taking it too lightly? Right? Am I taking it too serious or people taking it too lightly? Like, I see a lot of celebration going on. But I also feel like, yo, there's a war going on inside. Forget outside. There ain't no war going on outside. No man is safe from. There's a war going on inside. Like, I'm looking at things like, yes, we finally waking up. And even myself, right, I wasn't fully woke. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't fully woke, but I'm woke. You know, I'm woke now. I'm woke now. And as I awakened, I looked at the cracks in my armor. Right? I'm looking at the things that I have set up. You know, as a God, you know, my God self. Right? And it's like, when I look at my God self, I'm like, am I using everything that God gave me to sustain this life that he's given me? Right? You know, like have I done that? Like, have I fully maximized everything that God has given me? And I have not. And so that's why there's, you know, like there's things that I'm working on to get whole. I gotta stop and celebrate until that happens. And when I say celebrate, I'm just meaning that, yo, I'm focused. I got my, there's some stuff that we need to do, is what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm not saying 4th of July either. I'm not just only talking, like, I'm not coming down on nobody who's like, yo, you was on 4th of July, and you know, I'm not doing that. I'm just talking about it in general. Like, can we stay focused? Can we stay unified? Can we move in that direction? Because I understand the power of energy, and collective energy is what's gonna get what we want to get from a culture perspective, right? You know what I'm saying? And so, from a culture perspective, can we continue to be unified? So, all right, so let's go to financial news. So in financial news, year-to-date market performance, NASDAQ is up 13.76%, which is year-to-date. S&P 500 is down 3.12% year-to-date. Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 9.5%. Gold is up 17.59%. 10-year Treasury is down 24.70 bips. Oil is down 34.13%. As it relates to the economy, U.S. Labor Secretary Eugene Scalia said he's presently surprised by the economic recovery so far, citing consumer spending. I bet consumer spending and new housing construction. He said that the extra $600 unemployment benefit provided by the first major relief package won't be included in the next round of stimulus. In COVID-19 news, they're saying Texas and Florida each posted a record number of new corona cases on Saturday. Houston's mayor is very concerned about hospital capacity, while Florida represents about 20% of all new cases in the U.S. I definitely have been watching those numbers. I will say that even though the coronavirus numbers have been going up, the deaths have not, right? So people dying from coronavirus have not gone up. And so I think that's a plus, that, okay, yes, people are getting infected, but people aren't dying. I would rather people not get affected though, right? Because I think they say that 35% of the people who do have COVID-19 are asymptomatic, meaning that you could be around somebody and they don't show no symptoms whatsoever, but they could still pass the virus to you. Which means that, and that's why they're saying wear masks, because if you're asymptomatic but you're around people, elderly people, people who are more at risk, those are the people that can die, you know? And so just be careful, you know, just be careful who you're around, wear masks, and, you know, do your social distancing thing as much as possible. All right. So the FDA commissioner refuses, right, speaking of COVID-19, refuses to Donald Trump's claim that 99% of COVID-19 cases are harmless. Right, so the commissioner of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration on Saturday declined to defend President Donald Trump's unfounded claim that 99% of coronavirus cases are totally harmless, and repeatedly refused to say whether Trump's remarks is true or false. I'm not going to get into who is right and who is wrong, Dr. Stephen Hahn, a member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, told CNN's Dana Bash on the State of the Union. During his remarks on Saturday, the White House Independence Day event, Trump claimed without evidence that 99% of coronavirus cases are totally harmless. The U.S. Center of Disease Control and Prevention estimates that 35% of the cases are asymptomatic, but even people with a mild or no symptoms can spread the virus to others, while the World Health Organization has said the global fatality rate is likely less than 1%. The WHO also said about 20% of all people who are diagnosed with coronavirus are sick enough to need oxygen and hospital care. So I will say this, though. I'm gonna be fair. I'm gonna be 100% fair, because I can't say, right? I can't say that your mind creates things on one end, and on the other end condemn somebody for using that law in a way that is accurate, right? So let me just explain what I'm saying. I believe, this is my belief system, is that if you catch a disease, that there are powers in your brain that could fight that disease. I believe that, right? In fact, I had an interview with one of my guys, my guy Sean C. He's a producer, and he's a cancer survivor. But when he had cancer, he was like, yo, I knew that I wasn't going to die from cancer. I knew it. Like, I just knew that the cancer was like, was a sign. It needed to wake me up for some things. You know what I'm saying? And so he was like, yeah, I fought cancer in my mind, right? And the other thing is that I believe, this is my belief system, that when people die from things, it's because mentally they were ready. Right, we've seen people, you know, get shot like crazy, like they're supposed to die and they live, and then we see people who had like a minor thing that they wasn't supposed to die from, but they wind up dying, right? And that's because, again, I just believe the mind is more powerful than medicine. I think the mind is more powerful than anything. In fact, and doctors know this too. Just be clear on that. Doctors also know that the mind is more powerful, because, and that's the reason, if you think about it, anytime that doctors are testing a new pill, right, they always do what's called a placebo test, right? Meaning that anytime, doctors know this, right? They know the mind is more powerful. That anytime there is any type of you know, there's any type of, you know, thing that they're trying out, they'll do a control group. They'll have a group. They'll have a group of people who are, you know, who are sick, and they give them medicine. Then they got another group of people who are sick, and they don't give them medicine. And they test it to see the placebo group, or they give them medicine. They make them think it's medicine. And placebo works for the people who believe that they're taking it and, you know, have got, you know, who think that they could beat it. And so the mind is very, very powerful. Tamika says, I don't agree with that because my friend who died from cancer 7 months ago wasn't ready to die. Rest in peace to your friend, Tamika, right? Rest in peace to your friend. And I don't want to, I understand where your comment is coming from. And so I don't want to make it seem as if I'm battling against your narrative. But again, my belief system says that, and my experience with people who've been sick, that somebody saying that they weren't ready to die, or somebody, it's like you get what you believe in your subconscious. So again, in all due respect to your friend, I'm not saying, I don't know your friend, right? And rest in peace. But I've, and so I you know, I'll give you a personal antidote. And this is where my belief system comes from. I'll give you a personal antidote, right? My mom passed away in 2019. And again, I'm just gonna give you my. If you don't believe it, you don't believe it. You know what I'm saying? But I'll just give you my personal antidote. And I also believe that it's hard to say what people believe, you know, inside in their subconscious. That's just what I'm saying. You know, assignment was done. Time was up. I guess. Okay. I don't want to go back and forth. But my mom passed away 2019. But she had gotten, she had a stroke in 2010. And then when she had the stroke in 2010, she had, like, there were so many things that happened between 2010, 2019, to the point where every time, right, like, she had a seizure in 2011, she had a heart attack in 2013, she had, all, you know, blood clot, like, she had all these things happening up until 2019. And each time, right, like she had a heart attack in 2013. And this is my first time even, you know, saying this publicly, but she had a heart attack in 2013, and she lived almost 7 years on 20% of her heart working. And the doctors are like, yo, I don't even understand. I don't even believe, like, how this could even happen. Like, how this is even possible, you know? And, you know, again, my belief system was just like, okay, she wasn't ready. You know what I'm saying? Like, she, you know, if you know my mom, she was somebody that, like, she doesn't believe in medicine and all this stuff. And she, you know, she believes that when it's time for me to go, it's time for me to go. And honestly, I knew when she passed in 2019, I knew that she was gonna pass, because I could see that she was just tired. She's like, you know what, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? So that's one personal example. I have other examples of, you know, people who are just, you can't explain why they're still here, is what I'm saying. And so while I'm not disagreeing, right, I'm not disagreeing with anybody who's saying your time was up, you know, I'm not disagreeing with that, but I am saying that the mind is powerful. And I'm not refuting that. I'm not refuting the fact that the mind is powerful, right? I do subscribe to God's will, though. I do, right? So meaning that if your time is up, your time is up. I get that aspect of it, right? I get that aspect of it. I'll just leave it there, just so, because I don't, you know, I don't want to be insensitive to what people are saying. You know what I'm saying? But oh, the reason why did I even bring that up? The reason why I brought that up was because while it is dangerous that, you know, the president is saying that COVID-19, 99% of the people who catch COVID-19, you know, it's nothing. There is power in not making a big deal out of it. Because, you know, I believe that when the COVID-19 first started, people were making so much a big deal about it that people who probably weren't supposed to die died from it because of their mindset and thinking about how deadly this disease is. And so the fact that it's, you know, the numbers are increasing, but the deaths are decreasing, may speak to the fact that there isn't this widespread fear, right? Think about before, you know, Black Lives Matter and George Floyd and civil unrest, the focus was on COVID-19 and how deadly it was and all that stuff, and people were dying, right? Now, you got all these protesters out there, all these people catching it, but less people are dying. So I'm just, I just observe mind power. That's what I do. I observe mind power and I observe numbers. And the numbers are not adding up. Like, why is it that less people are dying now when more people are out congregating? You know what I'm saying? So that's all. That's the only reason I brought it up. So I don't want to, you know, again, rest in peace anybody who ever lost anybody. I'm not really, you know, in a position to debate whether somebody, their time was up or not, because I'm not God. So I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is that there is power of the mind. You know what I'm saying? And I'll leave it there. You know, I could believe that because she accomplished so much in 34 years. Facts. Let me just see what the comments were. Let's see. Mind evolution. I don't agree with that. Let's see. Curly hair queen says medicine is used to play sorcery of the mind. Froze up on me. That is not true. She believed it until the very end. Assignment was done. Time was up. Okay, that's okay. I could believe that because she's accomplished so much. Strong woman. When my V Good Energy says, when my dad passed, he made it clear he was tired and he needed to see me. Speak to his sister, his nephew. When that happened, he passed 12 hours later. Now he's G'd up for the cause. Yeah. And again, I'm telling you, like in my personal experience, when my mom passed, I could tell. Like, we were, you know, we were FaceTiming. It's not funny. Again, because I don't know. I don't give out too much of this information. I try to, you know, keep certain things close, but I'll give you a story. So my mom was in Atlanta. My mom is in New York. Was in New York. I was in Atlanta, when my mom got sick, you know, my sister kept FaceTiming us all the time, FaceTiming. So I was speaking to her on a daily, and so I was like, yeah, mommy, you know, mommy's strong. She gonna beat this like she beat everything else or whatever. She was just like losing oxygen or whatever. And so I was like, ah, she gonna beat this like she beat everything else. And so what I was like, I was taking my time to go to New York to go see her, right? Because I wasn't believing that it was her last. You know what I mean? I wasn't believing it that you know she was gonna pass, right? So you know, I would say like my sister is like stronger, meaning that as it relates to my relationship with my mom, like, you know what I mean? Like, I took it the hardest, you know. But I was kind of getting to that space where I was accepting of it, right? That at one day that my mom's going to pass, right? And so literally, I saw my mom on FaceTime on a Friday, right? Friday, March 1st, actually. So Friday, March 1st, 2019, I saw my mom on a FaceTime, and I was like, nah, I gotta go see her. Cause I could tell that she was trying to be strong, but she was like, nah, I'm done, right? And so I booked a ticket that same day. I was like, yo, I gotta go to New York and go see her, right? So literally I booked a ticket to go to New York on Saturday, March 2nd to go see her. My mom passed away at 4 a.m. on Saturday, right? Like, I literally got the call that my mom passed while I was on my way to New York. And so instead of seeing my mom, so I actually was able to see my mom, but I didn't see her alive, right? I was able to be in a room with my sister because my sister was there. And I was able to, you know, see her like, man, she's at peace, right? See her. But then literally instead of that day, me spending the time with her, talking to her, I spent the whole day with my sister taking care of funeral arrangements, right? I believe, this is what I believe, that my mom knew I could not see her like that, right? Because me and her had a, you know what I mean? She had oxygen and all that stuff. So my mom knew. So she was like, I'm gone. But let me go. So, because I know Ash and Roz would be better together taking care of my arrangements. And so this is, again, this is where my thought process comes from. I can only speak from my experience, not from what everybody else is going through. So again, I don't argue with what other people's experiences is, but my truth is based on what I've seen and what I've witnessed, you know what I'm saying? And so I believe that my mom said it was time, is what I believe, you know what I'm saying? But now, you know what I'm saying? Like, since that, she's been my angel, G'd up, part of the ancestral ground. When I tell you blessings been coming. Because I know Ma Deuce up there like, wait, hold on. Let me distribute these blessings. You know what I'm saying? So salute to that. Angels can't stay here forever, beloved. Be at peace with the decision that the highest made and be happy for. But how do you control your mind at such a level? It's balanced like brain and heart. I think you control your mind from a subconscious perspective. I believe you control your mind from a subconscious perspective. I believe that you control your mind through being careful of what you feed, your spirit, your soul, what you feed yourself. But then I also believe that you attach yourself to higher purpose. That there needs to be a level of surrender too. That's what I believe. So like, I ain't saying this like, yo, I'ma live forever, and yo, I got the mind power to live forever, because that's actually not my goal, right? To be 100% honest with you. Like, my goal is to have an impact, right? To have a strong impact on this world. And so, like, let's say somebody like Nipsey Hussle, God rest the dead. When you think about how he died, and again, I guess this is like eerie to talk about, you know, but when you think about how he died, he had a greater impact on the world by passing away, right? And so I don't know what was in his head. I don't know what he was thinking. I don't know how he was feeling. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, if he's asking to, you know, if what he's saying to his higher power is, yo, I want to have this level of impact on the world, then the universe, God knows, right? So if you ask for something, God knows, you know? And so that's what I think also. Like, I don't think that there's this thing where it's like, I want to live forever just for, like, vanity purposes. I think that the amount of time that you stay on this earth and all that stuff is combined with what your deep desires are as well. You know what I'm saying? So I don't, you know, I mean, God, you know, inshallah, I'll be here. You know, I told the universe I would be here till 96. Like, that's my number. I just like that number. So I was like, yo, 96, you know what I mean? Give me like 50 more joints. What is it? No, like, yeah, 60. Give me like close to 60 more years, right? But at the end of the day, I also have a greater purpose that I've asked the universe for. And if I accomplish that and there's no more use for me, then, you know what I'm saying? Unless I pivot and find something else, then, you know, when God, if that's part of the plan, that's part of the plan. But let me get off this because this seems weird. Let's see. It's balance and brain heart. Stress is a real killer. A beautiful businesswoman. Start with meditation. I like that. Yeah, time comes eventually, but sometimes power of the mind can keep it from happening prematurely. I agree with that 100%. Divine intervention is real energy. I believe that 100%. How are you able to really control your mind on that level? The mind is so powerful. I agree. Who are y'all talking about? You got to go back and see it. He's speaking about his mom. Okay, my condolences. Passed in 2010. No, she passed in 2019. She passed last year. Sorry. So sorry, Ash. Thank you for having the strength to share. I love seeing people be able to talk about death of their parents. Makes me feel like when a day comes for me, I will survive it. Ooh, I wasn't supposed to do that. Wait, hold on. Wait, how do I change it back? Sorry, guys. Sorry. My mother did the same thing. Love being knowing. So sorry, Ash. Lost my dad when I was 6 years old. Condolences, condolences. I walked out the hospital from the room to the bathroom, and she took her last breath. Yeah, no, I'm telling you, like sometimes parents know. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm promise you, my mom knew that I couldn't be. Like my sister was there. My sister was, you know, was like tougher. Was able to like be there with her from, you know what I'm saying? Like while she was deteriorating, last breath, all that. Me, she knew. My mom was like, yo, this kid, you know what I mean? He can't take that. You know what I'm saying? So she was like, all right, let me get out of here. Oh, he's on his way? All right, let me get out of here real quick. You know what I'm saying? Surrender, my church family and I were talking about that yesterday. I stated there is power and answer in surrender. Once you surrender, right, like that's where everything that you want goes in. But let me finish reading these this news. My fault, y'all, because they asked about to kick me out soon. So I chopped this show up today. I'm sorry, y'all, because I don't even think I got time to answer the questions. We are the mind. We just use these vessels to know what being a human is like. It's like renting a car. Sooner or later, you have to give it back. Fast shout to that. Salute to my guy Illflow on a check-in. Let me read these stories real quick. And I my apologies, y'all. I chopped this show up all. Like I don't even think we're gonna get to the news and the questions, but let's see. So somebody says, I get it. George Floyd also, great impact in death. Right, right? You know what I'm saying? So that's the whole Nipsey thing. That's my number 2, 96. let's see. My guy Busy J says, Ash, why is everybody partying like it's 1999 in the A? I don't know. I think that I don't know why everybody's partying like it's 1999, but I'm in the house. I promise you that. I'm putting my mom on your show right now. She likes your message. Thanks for your story. AUE Lock, salute. I appreciate you. All right, real quick. So Trump signs an extension of the PPP, Small Business Coronavirus Relief Fund. So President Donald Trump on Saturday signed into law a temporary extension of a subsidy program for small businesses battered by the coronavirus. The legislation extends the June 30th deadline for applying for the program to August 8th. Lawmakers created the program in March and have modified it twice since, adding money on one occasion and more recently permitting more flexible use of the funding despite some grumbling amongst GOP conservatives. About $130 billion of the $660 billion approved for the program remains eligible for businesses to seek direct federal subsidies for payroll and other costs such as rent. Though demand for the Paycheck Protection Program has pretty much dried up in recent weeks. The Democratic-controlled House voted on Wednesday to approve the extension of the program after the Republican-controlled Senate did the same. In other news, a Frederick Douglass statue was ripped from the base. A statue of abolitionist Frederick Douglass was ripped from the base in Rochester on the anniversary of one of its most famous speeches delivered in the city in 1952. I won't really talk about too much of that because I also saw somebody painting over the Black Lives Matter sign in one of these cities. All of it is a distraction. Who cares? And no disrespect to Frederick Douglass, no disrespect to Black Lives Matter, but, you know, like, these symbolisms. But let's talk about symbolism. Armed Black protesters marched through Confederate Memorial in Georgia. A group of predominantly Black armed protesters marched through a Georgia Memorial Park on the 4th of July, calling the removal of a carving of Confederate officials. The group named the Not Effing Around Coalition, NFAC, marched through Stone Mountain Park on Saturday with many protesters holding rifles, including militia-style weapons, military-style weapons, and some wearing ammunition belts, Reuters reported. It was great to see, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm here in Georgia. And you know, we, you know, Second Amendment rights is for everybody. So it was great to see, especially the message. If you watch it, I think you go to T.I. posted this. Go to T.I.'s Instagram. He posted a video of it. And he's talking about, like, yo, we not standing for the death of black people on no accord. Not by white people, not by black people. Like, and I love that message. You know what I'm saying? So let's be real on that. And then lastly, Kanye West is announcing that he's running for president. So Kanye West announced on Saturday, July 4th, that he's running for president. And the United States, of the United States, against President Donald Trump and Joe Biden. It's not the first time the famous singer, not a billionaire, let's not call him a famous singer. It's not the first time that the billionaire has talked about running for office. Back in 2015, he surprised viewers at the MTV Video Music Awards by announcing a possible run. I don't even think he can run, honestly, because he hasn't filed the appropriate paperwork that's necessary. I just think it's a distraction. So, fash out to him if he's able to do it, because if you bet against Kanye, he wins all the time. So let's be clear on that. So, you know, he talk about power to mind. Kanye got the power to mind, but that's a different story. Yeah, that's it. They're kicking me out, y'all. I'm sorry. We went kind of long, but thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. We'll get back on. Yeah, Elegant Eleanor says, okay, we'll get back on track on tomorrow. Yeah, please. First time here, loved it. Thank you, beautiful businesswoman. Thank you so much. Go with the flow, and that's what I did, right? I tried to just go with the energy, and the energy pulled me in that direction. And so that's why, you know, I wanted to talk on that, because I think, I mean, honestly, the mind is everything. And what Henry Ford said. There are those who think they can, and there are those who think they can't, and they are both right. That's why I don't argue with people. You're right. Whatever you believe, you are right. Oh, that's not the case? Okay, you're right. Oh, you think that's the case? You're right. I promise you, that's how I go. I don't judge nobody for their thought process, because nobody can't convince me that my belief system is wrong, because I believe it, and that's why it's my reality. I haven't been proven wrong yet, because my belief system is strong. Other people might have a belief system that things are doom and gloom, and they've been proven right because that's their belief system. That's what I'm saying. So that's the message for the day. I love y'all. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. The Ash Cash Show every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Go to theashcashshow.com. Subscribe to the podcast. Go to ashcashtv.com and subscribe to the YouTube channel. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Same time, same place. Love y'all.
Peace. You are now tuned in to the Ash Cash Show, your number one source for financial motivation. Get your mind and your money right.